You can't have my, you can't have my, you can't. say? You can't be breaking down and falling out. You're going to break out your prayer. Break out your word. You're going to break out the praise. Last time, when somebody clap your hands, it's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got, that's all you got.
Thank you. Whatever it is that's in your heart, do not go throughout the day, let him be so busy that you cannot acknowledge and tell him thank you. Because we know that God is so worthy. And how do you know that? You woke up this morning. You're in his presence. You're on this line. So guess what? He loves you unconditionally. And he wants to continue to bless you. He wants to continue to let you know that you are victorious. Good morning, Minister Shakita. Will you please bring us in prayer?
Good morning, Evangelist. And once again, good morning, saints. We'd like to once again thank you for tuning in with us and sitting down at our executive meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It's an awesome thing to have you with us. It's an awesome thing to have God ushering in his spirit and coming in to commune with us. It's such an awesome presence to have this platform for us to commune together and seek the Lord's face. And today, oh God, we seek your face, God, like never before. Oh God, we thank you, God. Oh God, how our lives are intertwined, God, with your theme, all your vast themes that we see are woven in your word, oh God. We thank you, God, we cannot simply brush past the things that we're going through, oh God, but we can seek the mercy and redemption through your stories, oh God. May we continue, God, to press, oh God, and seek your face, oh God, and receive your mercy and receive endurance and receive the patience and the joy, God, and the mercy that you're pouring into our life, oh God. We thank you, God, for the things you're doing, oh God, because it's surely, God, through our process, God, and our healing journeys, God, it's a redemption story that's being taken place right now, oh God. We thank you, God. So right now, oh God, let us not, God, continue to wallow in our self-pity and wallow in our mindsets, oh God. We continue, God, to step up to the plate, God. Right now, God, we will change our mindset. We will rewrite this story, oh God, to a pleasant story of joy and peace, oh God, of joy and redemption, God, that you brought us out of our mess, God, and you have brought us to a place, God, of never before seen, God, of places, people, things, and joy, peace, and manifestation that we've never seen and fathomed the theme, oh God. We thank you, God, for doing these things that you're doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In your name, oh God, we thank you for this, oh God. It's a blessing, God, to have you, God, even in our life to grace us in your presence, oh God. Sometimes, God, I feel I'm not worthy, God, but I know, God, you deemed me worthy, oh God, and we thank you for this, oh God. We thank you for all the men and women that's on this phone line this day, oh God. Bless them, God, like never before, oh God, because they're seeking your word, God, like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, God, this anointing, God, you're putting on our life right now, God. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for putting the things that you're putting in our life, God, the places, the people, the things that you're pouring, God. We thank you, God. You're adding joy to us, God, and never, God, in this sorrow. We thank you, Jesus Christ, for the love and the endurance that you're giving us, the patience, God. We thank you, God, Jesus, Lord. I love you. We love you like never before, God. We love you from here to the mountaintops, from the mountaintops to the heavens, oh God. I shall praise your name like never before, God. I love you. It's in your name, God, I shall forevermore praise you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's just give God some praise right there. Just give him some praise wherever you are at. Just knowing that he is God all by himself. He is God over your situation, over your circumstances. He is God. And that takes me through today to let you all know, to remind you, that in Deuteronomy 31:6, it says that the Lord will never leave you, nor will he forsake you. We as a people we forget that. We forget that promise because people like to sit and say, now you have some people sit and say, I had a lady tell me, oh no, that was for the Israelites to see. I had to let her know, I'm a living testimony. I'm a living testimony. See, every single day that God wakes me up and breathes breath in my body and allows me to see, allow me to speak, allow me to walk, allow me to just know who he is, just to praise him, is letting me know that he would never leave me nor forsake me. Because, see, we all have circumstances and situations that we know all by ourselves that man, mere man, couldn't have gotten us out. It was God that got us out. It is God that's walking with us. It is God who we have the ability to talk to. The question is, are you talking to him? The question is, do you believe that he would never leave you nor forsake you? People like to get caught up and sit and say that the Old Testament or that God was strictly talking to a people at this time. Well, I'm telling you right now, that's your thought. That's your belief. Because my Father who art in heaven, go with me. Why? Because I trust him. Because I believe him. Because I have an intimate relationship. I have a connection with him. I'm safe in his arms. I'm comfortable with him. I'm in a place that nobody and nothing can disrupt that, can interrupt that. We may have situations that sometimes we get a little stung by, we get a little beating, and it makes us back up. But then when you can go back and think about what the scripture says, that, let me read this scripture to you. When you go back to the scripture, and you remember the promise that was made, then you get to the place where you sit and say to myself, my God, why am I forsaking you, Father? Why am I in a place, Lord Jesus, where I keep constantly leaving you? Because your word sit and says that you would never leave me. Why am I in that position? The word says in Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, so be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them. For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. The songwriter said this morning that this means war. That Satan couldn't have his family, couldn't have his breakthrough, couldn't have any of those things. Why do you feel like that songwriter was so easy? It was so easy for him to say that. Why do you feel it's so easy for him to call a war on Satan, on the diabolical forces? Why? Because, see, he realized in Deuteronomy 31:6, he like me. He realized that this wasn't just for the Israelites. He realized that God goes and prepare a way for us. He realized that God, every situation, every circumstance that you deal with, that God has already, he already knows about it. He's already, if it's in the courtroom, he already done been there. If it's on your job, if it's whatever, in the hospital room, at the doctor's office, he's already been there. We, you, I have to really and truly understand that. Let that resonate in our mind that there is nothing that takes place that God does not know. There is nothing. We have to understand when he made this promise to be strong and be courageous, one thing about it, when you sit and you really reread the scripture, you should understand that you are going to go through something. That in every life, there are trials. In every situation, there are circumstances. It's how you go through it. It's you are the determining factor of how you go through certain situations. You can go through that situation in a situation where you trust on your own understanding, where you lean on your own understanding and leave God out of the equation. And that's what most of us do. That's the norm. That is the norm. We go into situations. We go into battles. And this is the thing. We pick our battles. And sometimes you don't have to pick your battle, but I choose battles to go up against Satan, because once I honestly and truly realized it took me some years to realize that God would never leave me nor forsake me, I had to sit and pinch myself and sit and say, girl, look at everything you put yourself through, but God still got you. He's still here. Not only is he here with you, he's building you. Every time that there's a situation, you may have a setback, but that setback is for you to come back, to have a comeback, a powerful comeback, a comeback because you have learned some things. During that time of him never leaving nor forsaking us, it's a time, the trials and the errors, that you have to gravitate to the correction. You have to realize, okay, what am I doing? What did I do? What is God showing me? How am I going to get to this place, to that place, or whatever? Because his word has said that he would never leave me nor forsake me. He's already went ahead of me to prepare a way. But yes, there are some crooked roads that I may have to pass. There might be some stony roads that I may, that may hurt my feet and make my feet go over a little bit. It may be some places where there may be some stumbling blocks that I'm having a hard time crossing over. There may be some mountains that I'm afraid to go through, so I sit and I take the path of walking around that mountain instead of going through that mountain, because I've realized that I did not grasp the concept that God would never leave me nor forsake me. I sit and say to you all, you don't have to prove anything to anybody. Just be a testimony for God. Just allow God to be glorified through you. When you come up to the area of being fearful about something, see, when we become fearful of something, we bring more problems to ourselves, because we get into a position where we're looking to see how can we fix this or how can we fix that, instead of leaning and trusting on God, instead of understanding that he's already went through whatever it is that you need. He's already set the table for you. He's already made the master plan for you. All you need to do is follow it. People sit and say, oh, I go through this, I go through that. You do go through this, you do go through that, but you speaking to me, you telling me about it, so you got a testimony to tell. You got a testimony to let you know you're able to tell somebody that God never left me, neither did he forsake me. Yes, I got to bear my cross. Yes, I got to go through some circumstances. But the beauty of it is, you know, because you believe in that promise. You know because you trust the word of God. You know because you know your circumstances and situation, that it was only God that brought you through. Come on, Minister Chiquita, I know you have something to add to this this situation, this topic right here, that God would never leave us nor forsake us.
God has not thus left you and left us or forsaken us at this point right now where we are. Look at the point where we at, Evangelist. Look at where we're sitting at, what we're doing right now. This is truly God's mercy and his endurance and his blessings right now. Us sitting here communing fellowship with God, that right there. Us bringing forth the word, us passing on the word, us giving you the word, that the joys that God is bringing forth in our life through us being obedient, through us being steadfast, through us meditating, through us praying, through us doing the things of the community, through us doing the things that God have us come forth and do. Those are the true blessings of God right now. That's showing that he's never left you nor forsake you. Everything that you've been through, God has pulled you up out of it. That's him never leaving you nor forsaking you. When that last little thing that you know that you're doing right now, that's blocking you, that's putting that fear in your heart, on the other side of that fear is your blessing. So you have to stand up and walk boldly. I had to learn this for myself. Because I had a fear of opening up my mouth and speaking, because I thought that when I opened my mouth and spoke about God, I would get judged the way I've seen other men and women get judged. But get to the point in my life, I didn't care. I didn't care what nobody thought about me, because his love and his mercy endured forever and ever. He's never left my side. He's never left me through all the things that I'm going through. Even when I was out there in that world doing bad, God kept a hedge of protection over me. It was times out there when I was walking out there in that world, I should have had my head knocked off. God protected me. He protects me every day, thus this far. And I love God so much. That's how I know. That's how I can come forth and tell you. There's nothing that is scripted. There's nothing that I'm paid to say. And this is something that we do on our own basis. We do this out of love, sheer love for God. This is out of love for God. Because we want you to be in the same blessed place that we feeling in our spirit. It's not just the material things. It's the blessings of the spirit that we feel. It's the peace that we feel. It's the joy that we feel. It's the mercy that we know that we have. It's the unknowing love that we know God going to take care of everything no matter what's going on in front of our face. God got it. He got it. He's going to do it. He's taking care of it every day of our every second minute of our life. God is doing these things, oh God. God is blessing us. He's blessing our soul. All that is with us, he's blessing his, he's blessing your body. God, he's blessed. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, forget all the things that the benefits who forgive us all things, these iniquities, who healeth all dry diseases. This is God who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thy, who crowneth thee with long kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. That is God's mercy. That's his mercy, his love for and enduring forever and ever. He never leave nor forsake you. In the times that you thought that you didn't have it, God lift you up out your mess. At the times you thought that you didn't have that 10 extra dollars that you needed for that bill, God brought you 40. When you knew that you didn't have no gas in your tank, but you needed to get to point A to point B, that was God. That was God's mercy enduring because you knew it was not man who can physically do that. God knows those little things. It's the little things in our life that we have to look for the all the things God is in, the little, the medium, the small, the gigantic. You have to look for God in all things. His mercy is in all things, no matter how small, no big. His love is in all things, and he's continued to love you like never before. If you accept his calling, if you accept it, if you remove the things out your life that's blocking it, the fear, the entanglements, the lying, the cheating, the stealing, you remove them things out your way, remove it out your life. Those are things that I had to remove out my life so God could, his mercy and his love can reign in my life so I can see it. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Minister Chiquita has identified that these different things has taken place, but she realized that God had never left her nor forsake her. The one reason that I know, because I have a prayer, I have a scripture that I have, see, sometimes we must, I'm not going to say use the word have to, we must stand on the word of God. We must, because one thing about it, God's word never come back void. And this is why it's so important for you to meditate on his words. It's so important for you to be obedient to his word. It's so important, most of all, to develop a personal relationship with God. As I always say, the relationship is not the apostle temple relationship with God is not yours. My relationship with God is not yours. Minister Takeda relationship with God is not yours. You have to develop your own relationship with God, because my circumstances and situation is not yours. We may have a similarity, but it is not yours. See, we have to go before God butt bare naked and let him know that I surrender all, and I identify, I recognize, I realize, whatever word it is that you want to use, to let him know that I know without a shadow of a doubt that you would never leave me nor forsake me. Because you can go down your journal and you can picking out times and letting God know that, Father, I know it was only you. Father, only you would know that. Only you, Lord Jesus. And I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful that you've made that promise, and I'm willing to hold on to it. See, we let go. We let go that the trials, the tribulations get so heavy because we lean on our own understanding. We don't have that trust. We don't have that knowing. We don't have that willing spirit to continue to hold on and let God be glorified and magnified through our life. We let go too fast. we let go because we're not really understanding that when you can just get up and look out in the sky and look at and just realize what God has done this morning by waking you up, because there's so many that has not woken up this morning. There's so many that may be in a situation medically, physically, emotionally, mentally, that cannot identify that God, that cannot give a testimony of what God has done. And that's why I sit and say, I'm in a place right now where I'm ready to go to battle. For God I live, for God I shall die, because I realize that he will never leave me nor forsake me. When you flip the pages of the Bible, when you flip into the Bible and you realize that Jehoshaphat, Meshach, Shadrach, Abednego, Daniel, David, Joseph, so many that you don't even hear the names, Ruth, Ezra, Nehemiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, whomever, Paul, everybody, they was in a place where they had a relationship with God. They were in a place that they had some failures that took place in their life. But you know what? That they may have failed, but they got right back up and got right back into their place with God. And what is that place? Let me read a scripture that I stand on. And that's Psalms 27:4. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, inquire for, and require, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold and gaze upon the beauty and the delightful love, delight of the Lord, and to meditate, consider, and to inquire in his temple. One thing that I realized that I had to remain, I have to, it's a must. It's a life sentence. God got me for a life sentence. He has me for a life. My life continues. My life depends. I'm not going to stay on a death row with God, but I'm gonna let you know this. Nothing won't separate me from it. I will continue to be captive, his captive, be in his captivity. Understand the words that I'm saying. His captivity is his presence for the remainder of my life. When I made a conscious decision that Jesus would be the Lordship, the head of my life, all other things have to pass away. All other things, and it's not easy. It's a process, but the question is, are you willing to identify that it's a process? Are you willing to stump your toe and get up, wrap it up, put some salve on it, keep it moving? Are you willing to trip and fall, but quickly, not looking around, paying attention, who looking at you, but quickly get up and say, I'm still coming. I'm still with you, Father. Are you willing to go into that burning fire, not unknowing? Are you willing to be a Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, letting whatever your circumstances, your situation, anything that's trying to control your life, let it know that I don't care what takes place, I'm going to enter into this fire, and you, I'm not going to bow down to another God. See, people, places, and circumstances are gods in our lives too. But what you need to understand, it does not have to be that way. You need to just stay in a place, in his presence, in that center mask, in the will of God, and follow. All you need to do is be into a place of obedience. But in that, with that obedience, I cannot let this out, let leave without this. You have to be in a place of true repentance. See, you can't keep bringing the same old trash along with you. You got to start taking, stealing some things off of you while you're still walking. You're still walking because God is with you. But while he's with you, you stealing some things off of you. You're not going to get to your victorious place the same way that you came in. You're not. Because you've made a conscious decision. And in that conscious decision, you have identified that God is with you. That through your mess, he's with you. Through your pain, he's with you. Through your wrongful decisions, he's with you. It's the Holy Spirit that's quickening you to tell you, my child, fix this situation. Fix Because, see, when you get to that next point, I got something else that you got to go head on into. I got another road that you might have to change into that may carry a little bit more, that may carry a little bit more hardship, that may carry a little bit more circumstances, that may carry something that you feel that you can't get out. But, see, the thing is that you trust in God. You trust in him. The scriptures say he would not put more on you that you can bear. But the question is, do you recognize that? Do you realize it? Or it's just something that you just say because you hear everybody else saying things. And see, I can identify with that because that used to be me. Just said, oh, I hear all the church people, my mama, my grandmother, all of them saying different things. So I take the same little saying that they say, and I say it too. But not knowing what it truly meant, not knowing that it truly meant something, not to them. They were saying it for a reason, but I'm saying it because it's a familiar quote, not really understanding that it applied to me too, but I just did not identify or did not know the reason why it applied to my life. But I'm just saying it. See, when you get to the place of a knowing, you know, nothing, no matter what it is going to make you deviate from that place. See, it's like a child. When they are in a place or they go into a toy store, they don't just go into that store and look at one thing and turn back out. They go into that store and they go up and down every single aisle to see what they can see, to see what they can touch, to see what they can play with, or to even ask their mother or their father to purchase for them. When we get into the presence of the Lord and we allow the Lord to take us a little further, a little deeper, and that further and that deeper may have circumstances that come up against you. That further and that deeper may have a medical condition that you may have to battle or for whatever. And I'm not saying that God put these conditions. I don't want the word taken out of context. I'm talking about me. You may have a situation. But the question is, do you trust God to get you out of that situation? Do you trust God to give you the antidote? Do you trust God to give you the resolution? Or are you still at a place where you're leaning on your own understanding? Or you pick up the phone and you call me and you talk about the situation instead of going into the presence of the Lord? And instead of you seeking my daddy first, instead of you going to him and saying, Daddy, this is what I got going on. This is too big for me. I don't want to carry this load. I need you to help me. Or even if I have to carry it, Lord, give me your strength because I'm weak in this area. You have made a confession. You have let God know that I can't do this without you. I need to continue. Don't drop me off right now because of my disobedience. Who am I talking to this morning? Don't drop me off this morning because of my disobedience. But keep me walking. Keep me keep your loving arms around me. Let me continue to hold on to your hand. I know in the past, Lord Jesus, that I dropped it. I know that I dropped your hand in the past. But I'm willing to keep on keeping on. Come on, Minister Takeda. What do you have to add on to this? I know I just said a lot, but I'm just telling you it's so much to this right now about God never leaving nor forsaking. Everybody got a testimony where they can tell not just one testimony, some testimonies.
I remember a time in myself when I doubted. I lacked doubt in God, where he had to show me for himself who he truly was. I sat and I kept willowing in a topic, kept willowing and thinking on something, kept my mind on this, and it was a trial that my son was going through. I did not know the outcome of it. All I know that it was so drastic and it was so devastating that I know that it could have been his life. All I know that all I could do was ask God to save his life. God himself, I got to the point where I didn't believe that God was going to save his life. Now, to the detriment of his own life, he ended up in prison for life, in prison. But God did not end his life. He still saved him. He let him live. That's all that I could ask for God, to ask him, let him live. And it manifested, God showed me right then and there that he was a true living God, that he would never leave me nor forsake me. That's all I could ask for, because all I did not want was for my baby not to die. Because he did not understand, because he walked out there and leaned on his own understanding and took things in his own hands and walked out of the will of God and got himself into a position that he's in now. Now, he has to walk on his own, and he has to come up out of that, and he has to find God for himself. I had to learn that. I had to step out of his way and understand God, who he was, and he showed me. I can save anybody. I am the one that has my hand on everybody's life, his life, your life, everybody that's around you life. I am the one. I will put the strength in you. You must put your faith in me. Put your faith and your faith toward me and no one else, and seek out me. Then you would get the true understanding. Then you will understand what I'm truly, truly, truly trying to bring you into. These is the things that God was saying to me over and over again, and I tried to ignore it. But it got to the point where it was like a bug in my ear, and it wouldn't stop. He wouldn't stop. He wouldn't let me give up on him. He wouldn't let me give up on me. That's his mercy. That's his love. That's him now. That's his love for not forsaking me. And I love him. I love you, God, for it. It's truly a blessing, God. You, him to manifest in my life the way he has in my life. No man can done this. It's truly an honor. It's truly God. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen. I love that testimony, and we're not going to be before you much longer, but I do want to share this to you all, is that God is peace. He is love. He is joy. During our times of trials and tribulations, if we are trusting in him, if we are leaning in him, the thing is, we have to get to the point where we let go of self. We have to get to the place where we just totally surrender into the things that he would have us to do. In 2007, I had a situation, and the words, one thing that when I met Apostle Temple, he said to me, and I promise when I write my book, it will be in there. He says, what did God say to you? Not knowing my circumstances, not knowing my situation, what did God say to you? And in my times of trouble, in my time, what I thought was trouble, not realizing that God was doing a new in my situation, not knowing that God was taking some things off of me, not knowing that God was cleaning me up for a time such as this. The words, I wrote it down. The only thing I had at the point in time was a Bible, a holy Bible. And I wrote it in the Bible. He said, trust me, I am with you. And then he went back and said, don't be afraid. Trust me. I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. But during that time, I didn't want to hear that, because I was in a place that mama couldn't help me, daddy couldn't help me, my husband, my children. All I felt was that I had been forsaken by God, that I felt that I was doing right by him. But see, that's the thing. We feel that we're doing right, but we steady sinning. Because people tell us that it's okay. Because nobody is correcting us to tell us or to identify the things that you're doing is not of God. The things, you can't stop saying that you love God, but you continuously not doing the things that he's telling you to do. So we sometimes get into a place where we got to go in an underground situation or go into a place where it's nobody but you or God. So when you come out of that place, you able to sit and say that he never left you nor forsake you. And during my time, 3 years, I'm going to tell you this, was the best 3 years of my life, because you know what? Man didn't teach me different things. I meditated on the word day and night. The things that I did not understand, he had an audience for me that may have been able to clarify some different things. But when I came to the conclusion that the same way I was reading the scriptures, it's the same way I can go back and ask, can you please clarify this? What do you mean? Show me what you mean. Even if that meant I had to go through something extra. But during that time, I had peace. I had joy. Why? Because I was resting in his presence. Why? Because I realized that it was something that he allowed to take place off of my disobedience. I'm not putting it on Satan. I wouldn't dare give Satan the benefit of the doubt for what God did for me, for me learning to love him, for me knowing that I was in his presence, for me knowing that it was him and only him that got me through day by day, night by night. Him and only him. I wouldn't dare mix the give Satan the pleasure to think that he had anything to do with it. Sometimes we go through situations, circumstances, and situations in our life for things that we did. Look at Joseph. Joseph was a bragger. He was a boaster. He had to go through some things. He had to go through some humility in his life in order for him to come out to be humbled, for God to use him, for God to set him on high. Yes, he was set on high. He saved people during a famine. But would he have been able to do that if he did not if he did not go through some things, if he did not realize to not trust in himself, but he needed to trust in God? Did he not know those things? He had to learn those things. The Israelites, when they walked, it didn't matter that God was walking before them day and night. They still wanted to do what they wanted to do. They didn't know him for themselves. They knew him through the things that Moses was saying. People sit and say, oh, we always talk about the Israelites. I'm going to tell you what I learned about the Israelites. I learned what not to do. I learned what not to do. I learned not to sit and forsake my father. I learned not to get into a place when trials and tribulations get so bad that I abort, that I run, that I take myself and put my own self in exile and start doing the things that I want to do. I've learned to trust him, and I'm grateful that each and every time that I followed God and not followed man, and my following God, it gets better. It gets better. And so it's easy for me to sit and say, I claim war. This means war. It's easy for me to plead the blood over my circumstances and situations. It's easier for me to still have to hold on while I'm going through the storm. It's easier for me to find an anchor place even though I'm going all over the place, my body, my health, everything is just going around and around and around. But it's easier for me to hold on through that storm because I know that God is right there with me, and this too shall pass. I understand that. And so I sit and I charge each and every last one of you that's on the phone today, that's under the sound of my voice, whether it's the phone or internet, wherever it is, stop leaving God. Stop forsaking God. Because once you truly, truly come in contact with God, I'm going to say the word truly. Because we'll tell a testimony, yeah, in 1997 I came in contact with God, but then you turn right back around and keep doing the same old thing over and over. I'm not going to tell you that you're not going to sin. You're just not going to willingly keep doing the same thing over and over. So I'm going to start my sentence again. When you truly, truly come in contact, when you have an experience, when you identify that God will never leave you nor forsake you, you do get stronger. You do get into a place of that you become bolder. You become courageous. You realize that your faith, the thing, you are sitting and start questioning yourself. Did I just go through that without complaining? Did I just go, when you get to wherever, when you didn't defeat it, whatever the situation is, when you get a report to sit and say that it's not this. 2 months ago I went, and it's not something I talk about. Because, see, I talked to my father about it, and my doctors thought I had developed lung cancer and pulmonary embolism, something that has absolutely no cure. But, see, the God that I serve had already told me that I was an overcomer of that. Yes, I may cough. Yes, I may still have asthma attacks. I've had asthma all of my life. Talking to my spiritual father, he says, you know what, that may be the thorn in your flesh to keep you rooted, to keep you grounded. I'm truly in a place to believe that. See, people are sitting and say, you say that you were healed. I am healed. I'm healed mentally. I'm healed physically. I'm healed emotionally. And I'm healed spiritually. And I'm definitely healed financially, because guess what? It do not stop me from getting on the clock. It does not. It may be a setback, but God gives me tools to easily come right back. Maybe for a moment, maybe for a day. But guess what? I use that wisdom, and I realize that he gives me the tools to get from one place to the next. So why should I take my hand? Why should I undo my hands? Why should I let go of God, unchange your hands? Why should I forsake him? Why should I leave him? Because I've already been down that road and had nothing but pure failure. May have had temporary pleasures, but where are they at now? They wasn't eternal. And this is what you and I need to look at today. I decree and declare on today that you will make a conscious decision. You will look into your life, not look over your life. Look into your life and sit and see and ask yourself how many times you knew that God was right there in the midst of your storm. But you was a coward. You were a person that chose not to continue to walk through that storm, to walk through. You may have been in a desert in a scorching heat, no water. But you were at a point because you seen a mirage and you let go of God's hand and you ran and realized that it was merely a mirage of water, not what you needed at that point in time. I charge each and every last one of you today to look into your life and ask yourself, how many times have I let go of God's hands? And on today, I decree and declare that I will reconnect. I will reconnect with God, my Father, my Deliverer, my Healer, wherever God is to you at this point in time. My Sustainer, huh? The lifter of my head, the God that gives me mercy when I don't even deserve it, the God that gives me grace, and sit and say, Father, here I am. I'm coming to you, Lord, with a repentant heart in this time, Lord. I'm going to listen to the words that you say to me, and not only am I going to listen to them, Father God, I'm going to keep them. I'm going to place them, Father God, in my heart, Father God, in my soul. Allow it to resonate through my spirit, Lord Jesus, where I will never leave you nor forsake you, because I've made a conscious decision that I realized that I wouldn't be here wherever you at. You may be at B. You may be at Z. That God was the person that got you there. It is so important to me to let you all know that God truly will not leave us nor forsake us. I could sit and give you a million and one testimonies, but it's what God is bringing you through. My testimony, not your testimony. All I can tell you is that he is real. All I can tell you is he's the lifter of my head. All I can tell you is he's my wind when I'm breathless. All I can tell you is he's my corrector. When the times that I'm out of line, when I'm wrong, he is the person that's bringing that rod of correction. When I'm feeling lonely, he is that person that wraps his arm around me and brings me a sense of comfort. So I'm sitting and telling you, the same way that God makes me feel, the way that I feel without a shadow of a doubt, it's the same way that you could feel. One more thing. I had one testimony. My sister Monica was with me. I was on the edge of a cliff that I had walked blindsided to. And I just loudly heard stop. And when I stopped, I looked down. If I would have took another step, I would have rolled over. But the bottom line is that I had gotten to a place where I was trusting God. I was showing him, I trust you. I was showing him that I'm just going to follow you. I'm going to lead you, knowing that he will not bring me in a place where I'm harmed, not bring me in a place where I cannot get back up. God looking for runners. I always like to put the running emoji because God looking for runners. He's looking for runners that even if they give out of breath. You ever seen a person running a marathon? They have these sections set up for them, and they just keep running, and they have somebody that gives them the water to keep hydrating them. God looking for runners. He's looking for runners that's going to run with him. Not without him, but run with him, knowing that he is the guide, knowing that he's the leader, knowing that he has the master plan. So I sit and say to you all today, make conscious decisions. Stop leaving God, knowing that he will not leave you nor forsake you. Stop allowing your spirit of fear to beat you, to overcome you, and know that you are victorious. Build your courage up. Build your strength up. You can't do it. Ask God to let you to lean on his. Ask him to empower you with his, because that's what it's all about, doing everything knowing that you are in the presence of the Lord and God is he's there with you as well, that you are not by yourself. And this is why it's easy for you to declare war over all of your situations, going in, coming out, knowing that how you went in, you may not come out the same. You may have went in barehanded, but working with God, trusting God, depending on God, I guarantee you, you're not going to come out empty-handed. You will come out with blessings over blessings. So just know this, that ADM loves you. We are so grateful and thankful that you have made us our platform. We are grateful and thankful that God just continues to use us. And we have a loving spirit. We care about you and you everywhere out under the sound of my voice, everywhere where God's people is. We care. We are so grateful. Again, I thank Apostle Temple, First Lady Lakeisha, for allowing God to use them to set this platform up for his people in times like this. And the thing of it is, they have no regrets. They have no apologies. They just keeping on. And trust me, it's really hard to work behind the scenes and things. It's nothing easy about it. It takes commitment. It takes dedication. It takes loyalty. It takes sacrifices. And that comes with knowing that God is with them. So we love you. God loves you most. We will see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Make a conscious decision. Look into your life and know that God is right there with you. He's right there running the race. If you're crawling, he's crawling. If you're walking, he's right there. He's not going to leave you. He is not. He may go and look at a circumstance or deal with a circumstance ahead of you, but just know he's there in the midst. God bless you. You all have a beautiful day in the Lord. Remember, it's Terrific Tuesday. Go and do something terrific in your life today. Go with an expectation that something great is going to happen in your life one today. God bless you. Peace out.